I'm ready for a new religion. For God's sake, because I seen if I breathe, I feel like I'm in prison. I'm tired of you trying to feed me your toxic beliefs, gradually increasing the doses. Feelings are for my soul, instead of seeking help for your psychosis. You know, it might come as a shock to you, but not everybody worships the God of Moses. That is, the same God who is made of love, but has no problem with you spreading hate in his holy name. Says peace, but has you fighting wars, looting and plundering without shame. Sits idly by while you do crazy stuff to each other and give Satan the blame. All week you're looking down at me from the pedestal on which you so superficially perch. But on Sunday, you're smiling at me, inviting me to church. And I'm ready, but for a new religion. One which promotes eradicating hunger by eliminating greed. Getting rid of shortage by stamping out the illusion of need. One which directs you to the source rather than have you depend on it to feed. And one which doesn't condemn me to the eternal flames of hell if occasionally I smoke a lick of blood clot weed. Because it's ironic. The same set of people who say God lives in the sky is the same set of people who criticize every time I get high. And they even have a problem with my drinking. And I say, fine. But if Jesus had a problem with drinking, would he turn water into wine? I'm ready for a new religion. One in which I don't need a mediator between me and my God. So, sorry, pastor, bishop, I mean deacon. I guess there will be no need for your job. And it's not like me even shut up the Bible, you know. Because, see, me have a King James version, yeah? I'm even looking at it. See, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, yeah? But King James, not even one little verse from a woman, yeah? Not to worry. Behold, the Chronicles of Tanya.